It's surprising how many people who have no church background at all can quote the Serenity Prayer, a prayer attributed to the German theologian Reinhold Niebuhr. It goes like this: God, give me grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish one from the other. I can't think of a better prayer in a world like ours where so much is beyond our control. It helps us to concentrate on what really matters, how we handle a crisis, how we can find peace. Yet the heart of that prayer can also work for anyone, even an atheist. In fact, the key idea in this prayer is the first principle of a system of thought called Stoicism. The Daily Stoic by Ryan Day and Stephen Hanselman puts it like this: the single most important practice in Stoic philosophy, they say, is differentiating between what we can change and what we can't, what we have influence over and what we don't. You see, it's the same idea as in Niebuhr's prayer. Now, you might remember that the Apostle Paul met and debated with Stoic philosophers in Athens. This you can read about in Acts 17, verse 16 to 21. After this encounter, Christians would compete with Stoics for the affections of Roman people for the next three centuries. The Christians won that contest, but Stoicism never really went away. Today, we're witnessing the return of popular Stoicism. There are lots of books applying Stoic thinking to modern life, and they're very popular, like Brigid Delaney's Reasons Not to Worry. She says, when life started changing rapidly and fear was in the air, the ancient Greek or Roman philosophy proved to be a remarkably useful tool, and much of their advice is as fresh today as it was in ancient times. Sales of the original Stoic writers have grown steadily during the pandemic. These are the writings of Seneca, who was a teacher, Epictetus, who started out life as a slave, and Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor and now selling hundreds of thousands, and their appeal is as wide as their varied social backgrounds. It's such a pity they're not around to enjoy the royalties. Cognitive behavioural therapy, CBT, which is widely available on the NHS, is essentially a practical application of Stoic philosophy to the distorted thinking that makes people miserable. CBT helps silence some of the rubbish that goes round and round in our heads, and the evidence says it can do people a lot of good. On a quick comparison, Christian faith and Stoicism look very similar. Both are concerned with virtuous living. Both look for peace in turbulent times. But if you go a little deeper, they tell two very different stories. Stoics say, you're on your own, but through a lifetime of struggle, you may nurture the virtues that lead to peace. The gospel says, you are not alone. You have a brother, a saviour, the Lord of life and love. Trust him. He'll help you. He is our peace. I'm pretty sure that Christian faith triumphed in the ancient world because the friendship of a gracious God appealed more than the austere solitude of the Stoics. Modern Stoics are offering the ancient package, so are we, and it still compares badly with the grace of God in the Gospel. We have a better story to tell, beautifully expressed in the rest of Reinhold Niebuhr's prayer, which is less frequently quoted. Let me finish with the whole prayer. God, give me grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.